Good morning, everyone. We are celebrating the 19th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Our presider is Father Gregory Kirsch.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, grace and peace of God our Father, love of the Lord Jesus, and consolation of their Holy Spirit be with you. As we enter into the mysteries of God's love, our readings invite us to healing. What is broken, what is needed in our own lives, maybe a relationship, maybe ourselves, what is in need of healing? Let us implore the Lord of mercy to forgive us as we seek healing. Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, whom taught by the Holy Spirit, we dare to call our Father. Bring, we pray, to perfection in our hearts the spirit of adoption as your sons and daughters, that we may merit to enter into the inheritance which you have promised. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. After he had fed the people, Jesus made the disciples get into a boat and precede him to the other side while he dismissed the crowds. After doing so, he went up the mountain by himself to pray. When it was evening, he was there alone. Meanwhile, the boat, already a few miles offshore, was being tossed about by the waves, for the wind was against it. During the fourth watch of the night, he came toward them, walking on the sea. When the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified. "It is a ghost," they said, and they cried out in fear. At once Jesus spoke to them, "Take courage, it is I. Do not be afraid." Peter said to him in reply, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." Peter got out of the boat and began to walk on the water toward Jesus. But when he saw how strong the wind was, he became frightened. And beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately, Jesus stretched out his hand and caught Peter and said to him, "O you of little faith, why did you doubt?" After they got into the boat, the wind died down. Those who were in the boat did him homage, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord.
Sometimes we need a little help to see. Sometimes we use glasses. Good morning, huh? And sometimes those we love, or those we don't even know, point out something to us that is obvious. Just the other day when I was crossing the street, the walk sign was lit at Sunset and La Brea, and I noticed the person was a little anxious, and I was crossing as well. And I saw their head down. I said, "Excuse me, it's the walk sign." "Oh!" And they lifted up and they walked across.
across the street, with the walk sign, of course. It seems today our readings invite us to have our eyes open, potentially in a new way. The first reading, we encounter Elijah, who has just had a battle. He just finished a battle of sorts, and now he is walking and he's really struggling. How can God help him? And so he says, well, you know, God said it's going to be with me, so let me look. So he looks in every aspect of creation where God probably is. But in this moment, God was telling Elijah something different, to look in a different way, to look in a different place. This week, when you think about what's happening in our world, in particular, what happened yesterday in Charleston, people gathering to celebrate hate, and then those protesting hate were harmed in the process. What a tragedy. What a tragedy, because we as Christians know we're called to love, I hope. Good morning, right? And the challenge is, there are those in our world who don't share that hope or that desire, and so they want to separate and segregate. They want to talk about differences, hair loss or lots of hair, as a place of being mean and putting people down. I've been there, done that, right? But more importantly, we're called to love, to transform the world that sometimes suggests it's all about me, and to suggest, in the words of the Creator, that we are called to live in relationship, imperfect relationship, because who among us know a perfect relationship? None of us are perfect, thank goodness, right? Even though we might have been married 50, 60, 70 years, those who have been married for a long time or been in relationships of love for a long time, they know that it ain't easy. And they'll be the first to say, I love differently today than I did the day we were married. The day that I promised vows of love are different today than when they began in a relationship. And that's because they got the wisdom, they heard the class instruction that it ain't going to be easy, that it's going to be filled with blessing and struggle, and that will change and shape their relationship. That's what Elijah is struggling with in that first reading. He thought he had it, but he realizes in this encounter, he does not know it all. Which allows us, I think, in a certain way, especially as we talk often about the formation of conscience. And in the reading of Paul to the Romans today, he talks about that dimension. My conscience joins with the Holy Spirit in bearing me witness. The conscience, our conscience, well-formed, well-organized, rooted in love of God and love of neighbor, demands development and change. We cannot be the same 10 years ago. If we were, we would be stuck in the mud. But we are growing. We are on a journey that is shaping and changing us. And we see that more vividly today in the encounter with Jesus and Peter. What's happening with Jesus and Peter today? First of all, they were fed. They just came from the feeding. That's right before today's passage. So their bellies are filled and they're really excited. And now Jesus says, go out to the Sea of Galilee, get on the boat. And he doesn't go with them. And so they're out probably enjoying their bellies being full. And all of a sudden a storm comes up, which is very common in Lake Genesaret, the Sea of Galilee. A storm comes up and they're afraid and they're, oh my gosh, what's going to happen? We're going to sink. And then they see Jesus in the distance on the water. And Peter says, gosh, that's Jesus. So jumps out, doesn't think about it, right? Jumps out, runs to Jesus. And as soon as he thinks about his brokenness, his frailty, what happens? What happens? He sinks, right? Because he started depending on himself instead of the one before him, the one who loves him. And Jesus says, gives his hand, says, Peter, it's okay. It's okay. That's what we are called to be. We are called to be lifesavers in a broken world. We are called to be hope when others tell us there is no hope. When the rhetoric in the news media is bad, bad, horrible, we are called to be witnesses of hope. Because you and I got out of bed this morning, right? So that's the first thing to be grateful for. Hello! And everything else that has happened since. The day has changed because you and I have said yes constantly to God so that we can be where we are now and we can be like Elijah, discovering God in this moment instead of being caught in the last argument, instead of being consumed by the last person that honked at us as we were driving down the road, or by being overwhelmed by rhetoric in our world that is filled with hate, segregation, racial bigotry, because of someone's skin, because of someone's intellect, because of someone's disability. We are called to say love instead of revel in separation. That's the challenge, I believe. And it's a living challenge. It doesn't just happen in Charleston. I was saddened to see, I don't know if you read the other day, but there are a group of very conservative Christians who speak harm of others. They say, because you're not this way or that way, you're bad. This group of very conservative, mean Christians want to meet with Pope Francis, and they want to correct him. And they want to tell him he's too liberal. Heavens to purgatory. Doesn't that sound like someone else? Who kept trying to correct Jesus? The religious leaders of his day. It is no different. The hate and the inability to love is out there. And we are called, like St. Francis of Assisi, like Pope Francis, like Jesus, we are called to love. And to allow that love to grow. Because when there is love, hate eventually fails. You can't be hateful forever when someone keeps being nice and loving to you. Thanks be to God. So my friends, let us pray. Whatever our experience currently today is, whatever unsettling, whatever disagreement, whatever uncertainty surrounds us, or we might face today, let us be like Elijah. Let us discover God in that moment. Let us allow our consciences well formed to deliberate the good. Let us be formed in that way. And let us be like Peter, reaching out. I know I don't have all the answers, but Jesus does. And Jesus will never fail us because Jesus loves us. Jesus loves each and every one of us. Alleluia.
Let us pray. Grant us, O Lord, that nourished with the delights of the one bread and one chalice that fortifies the human heart and strengthens us in love, we may successfully overcome tribulation and separation, and resolutely keep your law of love and justice through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
My mom is having a difficult morning, so I'm not going to greet you this morning after Mass. I need to scurry back home. So keep my mom close to you in prayer. As you know, she's preparing for eternal life. So pray that she gets there with the grace of the angels. And have a wonderful Sunday. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen. The Mass is ended. Go in peace. Glorify the Lord by your life.
Thanks be to God.